From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting hundreds are dead at the Hajj. Saudi officials are saying over 700 Muslims died and more than 800 injured Thursday in a stampede along the route leading to the ritual stoning of the devil. Edward Uranian has this report.
Amateur video showed a crowd of hundreds of pilgrims being bowled over and crushed in a stampede on a narrow road alongside rows of tents housing visitors to the annual Hajj.
Al-Hajjaj lirami al-jamarat law ittabi'at fa yani lan yahduth mithl hadha.
Health Minister Khalid Fala told journalists the stampede occurred when pilgrims tried to go against the crowd along a narrow road, ignoring time restrictions for movement in each direction. He vowed that a quick investigation would take place to assess what happened. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The White House says Ukraine will top the agenda when the U.S. and Russian presidents meet in New York on Monday. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Barack Obama will tell President Vladimir Putin that Russia's support for the Syrian government is a losing bet. He said the meeting is being held at Mr. Putin's request. Earlier, though, a Kremlin spokesman said the meeting had been organized by mutual agreement and that Syria would be at the top of the agenda, with Ukraine being discussed if time allows. U.S.-based organization Human Rights Watch says Rwandan authorities are unlawfully holding some of the country's most vulnerable citizens in an unofficial detention center in the capital, Kigali. It says it found that Rwandan officials were unlawfully detaining such people as prostitutes, street vendors, beggars, homeless people, and suspected petty criminals. This is VOA News. 3 days into his first visit to the United States, Pope Francis shifts his attention from the nation's capital to the country's largest city. The 78-year-old pontiff is in New York City, where he will lead an evening prayer service at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Midtown Manhattan. Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Washington Thursday for talks with President Barack Obama. The two leaders are expected to discuss a number of difficult issues, including cyber attacks, human rights, and economics. Mr. Xi on Wednesday met with top leaders from some of America's largest tech companies. The European Union's Mediterranean naval operations will begin the second phase of an operation against migrant traffickers October 7th. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini announced the decision in Rome, saying that the assets are ready. Explaining the new phase, Mogherini said European warships will operate against traffickers in international waters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has criticized the U.S. over its support of Syrian Kurdish fighters of the People's Protection Units. Dorian Jones reports.
Ankara and Washington could be on a collision course over the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG. U.S. State Department spokesperson John Kirby praised the YPG earlier this week, saying it has a proven track record in fighting the Islamic State and that the United States will continue to work with the group. President Erdogan on Thursday slammed the comments.
Bu yanlış.
He said he believes the U.S. will reevaluate what he called this wrong view. Erdogan said Turkey sees the Islamic State as a terrorist organization. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Israeli leaders have approved harsher measures to combat stone-throwing Palestinians. The measures include allowing police to use live ammunition when there is an immediate danger to police or civilians. Punishments for stone-throwers include a minimum 4-year sentence and fines. Stone-throwing teens ages 14 to 18 and even their parents could face jail or fines. A Congo-Brazzaville opposition leader says the people will take to the streets this Sunday to protest President Denis Sassou Nguesso's decision to seek a third term. Guy Kinfusia Romain, president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said people will take a page from Burkina Faso's demonstrations against their president's bid for a third term. The 72-year-old Sassou Nguesso has ruled Congo-Brazzaville for 31 years in two separate administrations. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.